Like many artists, the Asheville painter Julian Davis didn't feel much like painting this past spring at the dawn of the pandemic.
I actually got quite depressed because I felt that during lockdown, there was this extraordinary chance for the world to take a moment to think. And I certainly didn't want to paint about it.
So Davis thought for a bit, read the news a lot, and around June began connecting the dots between what he wants to say on canvas and the times we're in. Davis's COVID paintings, as he calls them, are surrealist and mysterious, and they draw their dark, windswept color palette and many of their old Appalachian settings from an earlier Davis series he calls his murder ballad paintings.
With the COVID paintings, I took the world I'd been exploring in other paintings. A certain sort of somber mood and this idea of a very distinct landscape.
Davis's paintings look as though they were created in the late 19th or early 20th century. Edward Hopper is an obvious influence with his muted colors and morose figures. But while Davis leaves his viewer little to smile about with his murder ballad paintings, his COVID series cartwheels from serious to whimsical to puzzling, sometimes within the same painting. Take, for example, one of the paintings that started it all. In the background of what looks to be an oceanfront yard sale is a woman ankle deep into the water, wearing a swimsuit and a paper bag over her head with cutouts for eye holes. Next to her, a kindly polar bear gestures to the items clustered on the shoreline. It would take a conversation with Davis to learn the bear is pointing to a proper face mask hanging near a fur coat.
I started with this one of the polar bear, and that was very inspiring. I thought, this is great. This is pure surrealism. I felt that quite a lot of the surrealists, like Salvador Dali, behaved, you know, a bit foolishly, but I have to confess that I am a surrealist.
Davis laces his concerns of poverty, war, and the environment into his backdrops. But despite the despair, he wanted in his new series to create work that would resonate with his 10-year-old son.
I wanted a slightly light-hearted feel, because, you know, in a way they're very tragic paintings. But so the polar bear particularly is sort of light-hearted and reminds one of children's stories, but at the same time it has this very sad undertone. So it's definitely commie tragic.
Davis's COVID series fills the southeast corner gallery of Asheville's Blue Spiral Gallery through the first week of January. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.